Today's episode is brought to you by Slackjaw. Need a media sharing platform that seems legit but actually works in your favor to buy back your precious time? Download Slackjaw to your smartphone or computer today to outsmart the best of them. Now let's meet the friends.
Hello, hello.
Welcome to...
No.
What are you doing?
It was my turn.
I had it as mine. You went the last one, so why wouldn't I go this one? Okay, you know what? Go.
No. You do it. You go. You made a thing out of it. I would look like a complete jerk if I did it now. So go ahead.
All right. Welcome back to Meet My Friends, the Friends with Pat Byrne,
Jason Gore, and Pat Byrne.
What?
They've made a change.
Who's they?
Strongcast. You didn't get that email?
Why would they make a change? Did you request the change?
I didn't request a change. They said it, you know, they said my riffing on the last episode was pretty good. So it's now Meet My Friends, the Friends with Jason Gore and Pat Byrne. But you know what, buddy? I know how you like to just call it Meet My Friends, the Friends. So let's just do that.
Okay.
But legally it is Meet My Friends, the Friends with Jason Gore and Pat Byrne.
Yeah.
So 3, 2, 1, let's do it.
Welcome back to Meet My Friends, the Friends. My name is Pat Byrne.
And I'm Jason Gore.
And today we're reviewing the one with Rachel's new dress.
Huge episode. Episode 18 of season 4. It was released on April 2nd, 1988. Once again...
1998.
It was released on April 2nd, 1998, once again directed by my boy, Jimmy Burrows, and teleplay. But I do have to legally say that Tom Sharpling is on the feed with us, as he is with every show. He's the creator of Meet My Friends, and we are very grateful to him to, you know, kind of coming up with an idea of a podcast and letting us kind of push it over the edge into glory. Which is what we've kind of done here with it. So, yeah, the one with Rachel's new dress, teleplay by Jill Condon and Amy Tooman, story by Andrew Reich and Ted Cohen. This is a big episode. Rachel takes a provocative pose to get Joshua into a romantic mood. But her plans go awry. Chandler and Joey are at odds to persuade Phoebe to name one of her triplets after them. That's the show. Let's get to the meat of this episode. Pat, how was your weekend?
Weekend was fine.
What'd you get into? Anything fun?
I rewatched this episode of Friends. I took some notes.
I got a new guitar amp. I started playing a little more. I've been meaning to do that for a while, so it was good.
Is that you playing on the Jason's Corner riff?
That is. I recorded all of that.
I had a feeling, yeah.
Thank you. Wow, yeah, I worked hard on that. I love rock music. And, yeah, you know, that's a little bit about me. What about you, Pat? People want to know what makes Pat Byrne tick.
Well, if you know me, you know, I love Friends. So let's jump back into this. I got to say this one, with Rachel's new dress is not one of my favorite episodes. This is one of the weakest episodes of season 4.
Wait a second. No, I was wrong. Gail Mancuso directed this one.
Yes.
Why did I say Jimmy Burrows?
Because you're not a fan of the show.
I don't know why you said it, but so
kind of felt like a Jimmy Burrows.
Sure. We can't turn his mic off, but we can edit him out. So if you can edit that,
honestly, can't do that either. But we just keep moving. We keep moving. What's your favorite movie?
What? We're doing Friends. This is the show. Let's just stick to
Pat, they're making changes. They want us to be more of a pop culture podcast. Like Last Culture Vistas. I'm not making these changes. These are coming from management. And I'm agreeing with them.
Look.
Because this Friends stuff is boring.
Jason, we have an obligation to do the
Friends. We don't have an obligation to do it. Tom's nothing. He's not even doing this anymore. He doesn't even care.
Can we just stick to the show? We're number one.
We're number one, and we have to stay number one. And to stay number one, you have to shift it up.
All right. Well, anyway, this one is where we find out that Joshua comes from money. He's got a very wealthy family. We see
you said house. That the last one, though.
No, I said that I alluded to it when we learn about Joshua.
See, nobody cares. Nobody cares.
So anyway, we get to see this is his house where his parents live or something. But it's just gross. I don't like this episode. I don't like Joshua. I don't like how Rachel's doing everything to impress this guy who's not that great. But there is a lot of okay stuff in here from you got the Phoebe.
Whoa, Tate Donovan played Joshua. I did realize that. You ever seen Love Potion number 9? That's Tate Donovan and Sandra Bullock. It's a great film.
So that's the remake. Yeah. Yeah. And see, that's fine to bring that up because it ties into this episode with the cast. So sure. That was also, what, 90s?
Yeah. I think it was like 94.
Yeah. So, you know,
great film. A lot of fun.
So, you know, Tate Donovan.
Sandy Bullock, man. What a career. Right?
Who also appeared in Friends at some point.
Did she?
I think so. I'll ask Tom later when he's on air, but so yeah.
Well, I mean, we alluded to it. Let's go ahead and do it. Legally, we do have to give Tom Sharpling some time. This is a new segment we like to call the Tom 10, and that's only because he gets 10 seconds starting now.
It's time for the Tom 10.
Go. Go.
You're both jerks, and Pat. You can see Jason's, he's stealing the show from you, and it's going to end badly, and you know who Jason is as a person, and you know what's happening right now. Best of luck to you. You made your own bed.
Strong words. Okay.
I wouldn't listen to that because you and I made this show. I'm not.
Yeah, I'm not going to listen.
I'm just trying to make it something special. I sat down. Don sent me lunch.
Okay.
And Karma Eats sent it over. We did a Zoom and he said he's loving the show but he's hating the Friends.
Well, speaking of Karma, who's a sponsor, let me get to today's sponsor. Today's episode is brought to you by Slackjaw, the only media sharing platform that guarantees its server will go out no less than 3 times daily. Why on earth would you want that? To buy you time, stupid. We've all been there. Late on a deadline, behind on work, and you're all out of excuses, right? Wrong. That's where Slackjaw comes in. A service that looks so damn legit, your boss will be convinced it must be the latest app that they just don't know about yet. Sign up for a premium service where you can actually pick the exact time that the server will go out. Use promo code EVENTOMFELLFOR IT for 10% off at checkout. That's promo code, all caps, EVEN-TOM. 4-IT for 10%.
Wait. Technically, that should be EVEN-TOM-FELL FOR IT.
Yeah, sorry. EVEN-TOM-FELL-4-IT.
EVEN-TOM-FELL-FOR-IT. 10% off.
That's 10% off at checkout. It's important to remember that Tom did fall for it, and that's proof that this service totally rocks. Slackjaw, because everyone. Slackjaw, because everyone is a f-ing idiot and you're smarter than them. And you can bleep that. It's part of the actual copy. So I had to.
Actually, Don kind of likes it to be a little rough.
Okay.
Well, but I will beep it.
It says here F word is to be bleeped.
Okay. Though, so. Well, I'll do it. Yep. I'll do it.
Oh, all right.
So all right. Let's do it. Friends first.
Friends first.
You got one, Pat?
So this is episode 18.
Yeah. So this is the first time Tate Donovan has been on Friends.
No. He's been on. He was first in a few episodes ago.
Time for another fun Friends fact.
He's a huge fan of the show.
Wait, do you want to do a Friends first?
Or? No, we did it. Moving on. I will say another fun Friends fact. Joshua's father is played by John Bennett Perry, according to this, who is Matthew Perry's real life father. Both John Bennett Perry and Jennifer Aniston's father, John Aniston, have appeared in Days of Our Lives.
Okay, that is a good one. But what I will say for Friends,
it's the line of the episode.
What you got, Pat?
First time Phoebe plays a drum would be my Friends first, because she plays a snare drum and plays Smelly Cat on it. And it's not really explained, but it's funny. So line of the episode, sure. I'll go with, they used to live here and sometimes they migrate back over. That's Rachel explaining to Jonathan why Joey's duck and Joey and Chandler's duck and chicken are in the apartment. So
time for Now There's a Goof.
Now here's a big goof I noticed when I was definitely
Joey
watching.
Had something in his left hand and then it was in his right hand.
It was actually so Ross begins to reference Incredible Hulk 72, but due to the fact that the Hulk appeared in Tales to Astonish before Incredible Hulk 101, there wasn't an Incredible Hulk 72 published until 2004. So that's what I like to call a goof.
That's a goof. And while I'm here, sure. For tip of the pat, I'm going to go back to last episode because I didn't get to do the line of the episode. The one with the porn. Rachel says, well, what is that song that's been stuck in my head? And Chandler says, it's the theme from Good Will Hunting. That was my line of the episode for any fans of the last episode because I didn't get to do it. And it's also my tip of the pat because it's not fair.
Tip of the pat. Jason's Corner. Jason's Corner.
Yeah, that's right. It's Jason's Corner. Let's take a few seconds away from this Friends nonsense. I want to talk about the law of attraction. You guys know what that is? Law of attraction? That's where you put things out into the universe. You ask for things. You ask the universe to bring you something special. And that's exactly what I did. And it brought me... Meet my friends, the Friends, with Pat Byrne. Cool. Most importantly, no Tom Sharpling, or just a tiny bit of Tom Sharpling. Number one, though, Universe said, Jason Gore, you're going to be a GD star, and it all starts here with this dumb Friends podcast. And we're doing it, baby. We're doing it right. And that's Jason's Corner. What is this? What is this? Episode 19, season 4, Friends? Who cares?
He's not even smart enough to call it Jason's Gorner.
Jason's Gorner. Jason's Gorner.
Who's smart now? I did it.
Now he's good at taking things.
Pat, keep it moving. I did my bit.
Okay. Sorry. I didn't know it was.
Yeah.
I know,
keep it moving. Knew. Jason's been busted for being rightfully called a thief. And you know it, Pat. You're working with a thief.
What do you think's going to happen here, Tom? You think Pat's going to hear you and be like, oh, I'm going to go back to Tom. We're going to do the show together.
You're not calling it the number one podcast anymore.
So we slipped to three. Who cares?
Three's good.
It's good. Top three's great.
Number one, baby. We're number one. Now suddenly don't hear any mention of ranking.
It's higher than you've ever been.
Yeah. They made a new cereal.
That much further for you to fall.
Number three, baby. Eat it, number four. Pat, just do it. I think we're on Rank the Friends. I don't know. I'll do it. Here we go. Rank the Friends. Joey Chandler.
He can't even name the Friends without looking at a piece of paper.
No, that isn't. I got a good one for you. I got it. Here we go.
Do not say Janice.
Joey Chandler, Monica, Ross, Rachel, Phoebe, and Janice.
What is wrong with you? Are you doing a bit? Like, stop.
I wrote it down. That's the one that's, I have it here.
You did a rim shot before you said it. She wasn't in the episode. She was not anywhere near it.
He doesn't care about friends.
I'm Tom Sharpling, and I'm going to get in Pat's head because it's the only way my lawyer said I could get my dumb show back.
I'm Jason Gore, and I didn't even realize the fun play on words for the name of a segment called Corner would be a play off my name, Gore, to call it Gorner.
That's a pretty terrible name, Tom. That would have been a terrible name.
Yeah. Take us to number six.
A Gorner? That's, what is that? It sounds like a medical condition. Come on. Huh.
You're fired.
And rate the episode. I'm going to give this, what do you think, Pat?
Yeah, we haven't really rated.
Considering he hasn't seen the episode, what should he give it?
I'm going to give it a 4 out of 10. I didn't like this episode very much. I mentioned that in the beginning. And as far as do I get to rate the friends? I'll say Phoebe, Rachel, Chandler, Monica, Joey, Ross.
Janice.
Stop.
Yeah, I'm going to say, what did you give it, a 4? I'm going to give it a 4, too. Great show. Good stuff, guys. And that's another edition of Meet My Friends, The Friends with Jason Gore. We'll see you next time on the Strongcast Podcast Network. Number 3 podcast in the United States. We're proud. You can't bring us down. Right, Pat?
Yeah.
Cool. We'll see you next time. I do want to say, they didn't give me a promo for this one. Had promos when we were number 1.
No, yeah, I have it. You want me to say it?
Do you want to read the promo? They gave it to you?
Yeah.
Oh, it's, do it.
You got it? Or do you want
to? No, go for it. If you have it, I obviously don't have it. So. All right. Are you going to do it?
Yeah, there's just so many emails. Okay. Dr. Game Show with Joe Firestone, the only podcast to be on every podcast network, is now a Strongcast podcast. But is it still a game show? Probably not. We're working on it, but most definitely not. Dr. Game Show with Joe Firestone, only on Strongcast. Go strong or kick rocks. And Manolo's still on it, too.
No. He's not.
Oh, he's not. Okay, sorry.